Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Meeting Ike Series for Children Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Marina Lieros Naples, and this is the Midweek Calming Potion. This show airs on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on Sundays, we have the School Time Smart One that also airs at 6:30 p.m. Both of these shows are 15-minute shows. We discuss a topic, and then I do a short guided meditation to help you relax and get ready for the days ahead. Today's show is Power of Prayer. Do you know how to pray? Do you make up your own prayers? Do you say the same prayer each night? Why do people pray before they eat? Does it make sense, or does it make a difference if you do? If you don't, join me for this show to hear the answers to these questions and to find out if prayer can make a difference in your life. And then I'll guide you on a short guided meditation for relaxing and attuning in to the sacred source, which will leave you calm for the rest of the week. Now I want you to go ahead and get comfortable so we can start the show and just take a moment to relax. So go ahead and get into a comfortable position. I'll wait for a moment for you to do so. Okay, are you ready? We're going to start off and have you close your eyes just for a moment and take a deep breath in, and then just go ahead and let it all out. Your arms, shake your hands, and just shake off the day. Okay, so prayer. A lot of families pray together all over the world in different countries. And some people don't. Some people don't understand what prayer is. And some people go ahead and they meditate. Now, is meditation and prayer the same thing? It's pretty close, yeah, absolutely. What it is doing is getting in touch with that center part of you, that core part of you, that spiritual center of your own self, getting to a higher level of being, to God source. And that's where meditation, when you go deep and you get very relaxed, and you breathe in, and you breathe out, and you reach what is called a higher vibrational level. Not the physical level as much, like your body and your chair, your couch, your tables, but that energy part of you, that inside part of you. In prayer, we do the same things. I don't know if you go to church, if you go to a temple, synagogue, different places that people go to worship. And when they're there, they gather together with other people, sitting together, standing, kneeling, and bowing the head, closing the eyes, praying together. And that is also going to that inside spiritual core, that center of ourselves. And that is where we reach out and we reach higher, that higher vibration, where God exists, where angels are. So prayer and meditation, yes, they're pretty close to the same thing, doing the same thing in different ways. Now, why do we pray when we sit down to eat? Does anybody have the answer to that? Do you know why you do that? What happens is that everything, that energy that I was talking about, that spiritual core, that higher energy, vibration, everything has a vibration. Everything is energy. And when we sit down to eat, what we're doing is we're giving thanks for that food that we're going to eat and put into our bodies. And we want that food in a harmonious state. And what is a harmonious state? Harmonious means that it is in balance with our own selves, our own energy. So our bodies and our energy accept that in a healthy way. So we can use not only the energy source that the food is, but also the energy source of the actual energy that the food vibrates, the level it vibrates on. So when we pray before we eat and we give thanks to the food and we give thanks to that higher power that created the food, what we are doing is taking that energy source and we're making it become in balance with our own self. So when I eat, I give thanks for all that it has to offer, all the good that it has to offer, and all the good that will offer to my body and make me more healthy. And then praying at night, whether you do it while you're laying in bed or on your knees at your bedside, or if you do it in the car or when you're sitting there, you can pray anywhere. You can meditate anywhere too. It's harder to do when it's noisy around. So a quiet spot is much nicer and much easier, makes it a lot easier to do. Does that make sense? Now, when you pray at night, I was raised when I was a little girl that you say, God bless mommy and daddy, and then my sister and my brother, and my grandparents, each one of those, and my aunts and uncles. And if you have pets, I didn't have pets at home when I was younger, but we give thanks and God bless and protect, you know, all the people in our family and our friends and our pets. And even, you know, I remember adding my teacher in there because I really liked my teachers. So we are doing at the end of the day, giving thanks for the day, which puts us more in harmony with everything that's around us. Once again, remember I had said just earlier how everything has a vibration? We give thanks to that and to all the good things we're doing as we're saying, I like this, give me more of this. You've heard about miracles of people from praying, people getting healthy again, things happening or not happening, to make sure different people and circumstances, different things that will come about, and then we're very happy. There are times that the prayers were not answered in the way that we asked them, but then something else happened, which was even better. Pray all over the world for other people. There are people who are sick, and some people are very sick. So prayers are made, and they have what is called a prayer chain, prayer groups. And the prayer chain is when somebody contacts other people and says, please put this person, their name, on your prayer list. We need prayers right away. And then the person they told tells other people, and those people tell more people, and so it's a chain. And those people will start praying right away for this person so that they will be happier, they'll get better, a miracle coming through with surgery. And the power of prayer is not that pray and you hope that something will happen of the good, or that you see the, say if someone is sick, you don't see them as being sick and you're asking for them to be well again. What you are doing when you are praying is you only see them in your head as healthy again, and you give thanks for that. And that is what your prayer is. That's what your message is to that higher level of vibration, that God vibration. Because God listens to what you are saying. So if you are saying this person is sick, that is when that's how you see it. That is what they say reflect back. That is going to be reflect back. So we want to make sure that we envision, we see the person, we believe that person is already healed. It's already happened. And that is where prayer makes miracles happen. So what we're going to do is a very short meditation. We only have a couple of minutes left here. So I want you to get into a comfortable position, whether it's sitting up or laying down. If you're sitting up, you to have your palms facing upward on your thighs. If you're laying down, just let your arms be by your side. I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Hold it for just a moment. And then very slowly, I want you to let that breath out, giving your mind, tell your body to relax. Now go ahead and take another slow, even, thin, hold that breath for just a moment, and then very slowly let that breath out, and letting your body relax. Now take another slow, even, deep breath in, hold that breath, and let that breath out while your mind tells your body to relax. Now I want you to picture a sun up above in the sky shining down on you. And it's the brightest, whitest light you have ever, ever seen. And now this light is shining down into you. And you can feel the love, and it feels like a hug. Feel it as it's shining down in you, all the way down to your toes, filling up your feet, filling up your legs. It's shining now into your lap area, your tummy area, your chest, your back, down each one of your arms, your fingers and your hands. It's shining into your neck, your head, and it's overflowing out of your head, down your body. And now you too are shining just like a bright light. And this energy, this light, is very cleansing and healing and love. Now I want you to do is I want you to, in your mind, in your imagination, picture those that you love in front of you and hold your hand out. And in your hand is a shiny white ball of energy. I want you to take and give each one of those. When you hand one over to someone, a new one appears. And you give one to someone else. And each time you give one to someone, it's absorbed into their body until they are shining like a bright light too. Continue to do that until you're done with everyone. Give thanks. And when you are finished, go ahead and take a deep breath and open your eyes. You can take your time to do this. No hurry. Thank you for joining me here this evening for Meeting Ike Series for Children. My name's Marina Lieros Naples, and join me again this Sunday.